time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes, and we're on. It's 11:17 Eastern Standard Time. Today is the 9th day, or no, it's the 8th day. Yeah, okay. The 5th month and the 8th day. Yesterday was a big election, of course. Okay, 11, I'm hearing, I probably should shut this off. I keep hearing something, the answer, Woodrow Wilson. What? Well, anyhow. Okay. And so much. Let's see, what am I after? IPA, the initials. What do the initials IPA stand for? And now here's, and what was the name of the beer made in Cincinnati? Or let me see, the beer made in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. And here's another question. The big boy steam locomotive, like I said, there were 25 of them, I think, made. Only one of them is running, and it took several years to put it back into running order. It weighs over 1 million pounds, naturally, and boy, it would take some mighty sturdy rails to support that train. But it's running, and it's on its way to, what was the name of that, the Promontory or Promontory, where the last spike was pounded in a cross-country railroad. It's going to be part of that ceremony. But all the towns, the big boy is going through, huge crowds are generated. And with people with cameras and recorders waiting for that big whistle to blow or for the train itself to come into sight. Big boy. Now, it's reached such publicity that I thought I'm going to ask you a question about it. What's its number? What is the number of Big Boy, the locomotive? And you'll see pictures of it. It's been already in papers and here and there and everywhere. The Big Boy, it's on the move. It's out west. And it is, oh my goodness, I think Union Pacific was it that restored it? And what a process. I mean, it's got more wheels than Carter had liver pills. My. Okay. But what's its number? It's famous for, you know, everybody talks about the big boy. They give the number. It starts with, I'll give you a hint, starts with 4. 3 other numbers. And if you're in railroading, or any, are there any railroad fans out there? Are people that like railroading that might know anything at all about that engine that's on the road now? Wow, it is huge. The engine and tender, about as long as a half of a train, you know, it's huge. And to see it coming down the tracks is something else. And it's drawing all these crowds out west. My goodness, you'll be reading about it. I want to know the number of that engine. What is the number of that engine? It starts with the numeral 4, giving you a hint. Okay. Now, what else do I... Oh, there is a weed growing in your front yard now. And speaking of weeds, you know, so many people spray poison on their yards to get rid of the weeds. And if you put too much on, you know, there are people that have to, if it's done commercially, those people have to pass a big test on application of weed killers and pesticides, of course. But yet, the average citizen can go out and buy gallons of that stuff and dump on the yard. Oh, but, you know, what a lot of people are concerned with, when that washes off, gets into the storm sewers and so forth. But now what I'm asking, there is a plant that's growing in your yard, perhaps, if you've not killed the weeds. This plant has the same name as a certain banana. There is a banana. If you went to your local Kroger store, or I don't think Aldi's have had them. There is a banana with the same name as that weed growing in your front yard. Now, what is it? Gotcha. Okay. Now, if you can answer that, or any of my questions, I'll write your name down on a slip of paper and put in our big barrel here, and the drawing is going to be Friday afternoon at 2:15. You want to be listening. Okay, what's the name of that plant growing in your yard? It's a broad leaf, and it has, through the center of it, a seed, a thing that's got seeds on it. Broadleaf with seeds growing up through the center, and it has the same name as a banana, a certain type of banana. Now, what is that? And I was really surprised when I was down in the Panama area and I saw that on the menu. I thought, well, that sounds like a weed. Well, it wasn't. It was one of those bananas. So if you're in a supermarket or going to be in a supermarket here shortly, and you find one of those larger bananas, ask an employee what it is, and they'll tell you. And you'll be able to say, well, yeah, I've got some of those, a weed in my front yard, that same name. Now, what is it, folks? Is it too early in the morning? 11:23 and a half is the time. Okay. And what's the name of that weed? Same name as a banana, a certain kind of banana, not just any banana. All right. What beer is made in Cincinnati? What is that unit up on that telephone pole or electric pole that has wires coming out of it, three wires coming down to your house? Now, if you do it just right, you take a lead off of two of those wires and you'll have 220 volts. And if you take the lead off of, well, two of those wires, you have 110, the center, the ground, and the hot wire. But you get the two hot wires together, and you don't want to stick your finger in that socket. Okay, I once worked with an engineer in radio. In the early days of radio, he could stick his finger in a socket and tell you if the electric was turned on or not. Oh, I never tried it, because when I was a little kid, I stuck my finger in a wall socket next to the floor. That's where they used to have sockets years ago, back in the early times. They were right along the baseboard in your house, a socket. And so naturally, kids like to experiment, and I did. Man, oh man. Okay. What beer used to be made in Cincinnati and sponsored the Cincinnati Reds baseball games? Wow. Here's another question. Studebaker Automobiles. I had an uncle and a cousin that were a father and son team that made Studebaker cars. Well, they worked on them, you know, in the plant. But where were Studebakers made? What city and what state were Studebakers made? Now, there's a good question. Studebaker was a good car, but they lost favoritism after they came out in 1946 with that one that you couldn't tell whether it was going frontwards or backwards. No, it's nothing at all to see cars like that. But back then, in 1946, right after the big war, and Studebaker went from a standard-looking car to that strange-looking one that you didn't know which way it was going. Those cars were all made in another state. Not very far away, either. What town and what state were Studebakers once made? Well, they were being made. Studebaker also made a lot of things for World War II vehicles. Okay. Now, the name of that weed in your front yard or your backyard, that it has, it's a broadleaf weed with the same name as a large banana. Oh, I guess my questions are too hard today, aren't they? Or if you went down the beer aisle and you saw IPA on a can of beer, unless you were a connoisseur, I guess you wouldn't know what IPA meant. If I remember, I'll tell you before I leave here this morning. IPA. I don't know why people like, you know, that particular. It's a formula of what's in the can or bottle. Okay. And let's see what else. The name of that unit that's up on the power pole in front of your house with wires coming out of it down to your house, and it reduces the voltage from like 7,500 volts down to 110 and 220. What is that unit that reduces voltage? No, it's not a capacitor. It's not a resistor. It does the same thing, though, that a resistor can do, and that's reduce a voltage or current. Okay. And what's the name of that beer produced in Pottsville, Pennsylvania? That's a coal mining town, incidentally, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I was there once, as I mentioned earlier, I was there once and didn't even know that this big company was there. And you'll find this product, this beer, all over the Marion area, wherever beer is sold. Okay, what's the name of it? And it was just brought to Ohio in the past 10 years. And they couldn't keep up with production. They've had to increase the capacity of their production to keep up with demand. But what's the name of it? It's got a goofy name. Well, not goofy for the people that live in areas where there's names like that. 740-383-9944. Or what are the numbers on the locomotive called the Big Boy? Yeah. I guess these questions are kind of hard today, huh? Or the name of that weed in your front yard that has the same name as a banana. Same name as a large banana. And they do taste a little bit. I mean, the banana that I'm talking about with the same name does taste a little bit like a regular banana, but it's because it's so large, its flavor is diluted. It has the same name as that weed in your front yard. No, not a dandelion. Now, I was looking out in my front yard the other day, and here are all these little honeybees bouncing around, landing on tops of dandelion flowers. And I thought, no wonder bees are in short supply. Once they had all the dandelions they could land on and, you know, utilize, and now we come along and kill them all. And so the bees say, hey, what happened? Where are the dandelions? Have you ever eaten a dandelion blossom? Yeah, try it sometime. They're semi-sweet. You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. We'll be here for another 28 minutes, maybe 27 minutes, on WWGH 107.1. I was listening to Scott yesterday interviewing Jack Benny's daughter. I was in another city in the area, loud and clear. Oh, that's good. I know we barrel into Upper Sandusky, and we're in Bucyrus. Not everywhere as solid, but a lot of places we are, and same with Galleon. So we get around, and we're the only station around that talks all the time. We're not a music station. We're a talk station, and they're hard to come by today. You find very few people that like to talk that long and to come up with things. But we try our darndest here, like to come up and ask you the question of what beer was made in Cincinnati, and that same beer company sponsored the Cincinnati Reds baseball broadcast every time they played. Oh, I thought you'd... Has it been that long ago that that beer has not sponsored the Cincinnati Reds? Yeah, I guess my thoughts go back too far. Okay, but not that far about that weed in your yard. That weed with the same name as a certain large banana. Wow. Now, you cooks. Well, I don't know if any of you cooks use those larger bananas or not. But I bet if you were in a supermarket right now, listening to me on your smartphone, and you walked around the produce department, you would find some of these bananas. Now, they look kind of aged. They're peeled. This banana, you know, it more is brown rather than yellow. But they're a common thing. They're almost like potatoes south of the border. In Mexico, yes. And all those other Latin American countries and all around, they're used quite a bit for in replacing potatoes. What's the name of it? 740-333-9944. Now, I'm giving away 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. We're going to have that drawing Friday afternoon at 2:15. Ooh, boy. And I've got oodles of people registered, over 100 registered for that drawing. Yeah, so I'm shaking them up right now. I won't need to shake them entirely, though, until we're about to give away those 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then in another week or so, of course, we'll be having tickets to Zumbezi Bay and, the zoo and all that. Okay, the name of that weed in your yard that has the same title as a large banana. I guess I really got you stumped. Or the name of that thing hanging on that electric pole across the street from your place with 3 wires coming out of it and 3 wires going into it. What is that thing called? It's a voltage reducer, but what is the name of it? We have resistors, condensers, and used to transistors. We don't have any of that anymore, as like it used to be, of course. But we've never reduced the size, really, of those things hanging on that pole with the wires coming out for your house. What's the name of that unit? And it's, I don't know if they still have them. It has a liquid inside of it. And it was once, it was PCBs. Okay, they have to be recycled if those transformers are hit by lightning and they have to take one. If they have to take one down to replace it, why, they've got to recycle somewhere the PCB. Okay, where are Studebakers? Where were Studebakers made? I'll give you a hint. It was in Indiana. What town in Indiana? Okay. Where? Pottsville, Pennsylvania. You could Google it, I'm sure. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Find out the brand of beer made there. Or you could go into, you could Google, you type in Big Boy on a Google, and you'll find this locomotive that I'm talking about. If you're a railroad fan of any kind, you would have heard about this locomotive. Huge. One of the 25, it's the only one of 25 that's been restored and usable. I can only imagine how much coal they would burn. Oh, my. It'd be like the amount of gasoline in a B-29 aircraft or the fuel in a B-52 bomber. Okay, what's the name or what are the numbers on that restored railroad engine that is attracting attention all across the country? It's on its way to Promontory, was it Utah, where they pounded the last spike. That's going to be part of the ceremony, I guess. In the meantime, it's going through a lot of towns. Large groups gather just to get a glimpse of that huge locomotive that weighs over 1 million pounds. Wow. And to think it runs on the same rails that a smaller locomotive runs on. Okay, and wait, this thing is talking to me again. Let me see what. Oh, the phone line is constantly busy. Really? Oh, that's what it says. The phone line is busy. Well, that's interesting. Okay. Well, maybe that's why I'm not. Yeah. Okay. Oh, the line is in use, it says. Ah. No wonder. Well, as soon as that the line is freed up, I'll be getting some calls. This is the longest I ever went. Okay. Thanks for informing me about that line being tied up. Okay. I've got, and I've got a picture of a pair. Well, not a pair, but one. We've had a pair of rose-breasted grosbeaks. Rose-breasted grosbeaks. And I've got pictures of one of them here. Yeah, on my smartphone. Yeah, they're a beautiful bird. What else have I had in birds that would be different? An oriole. There's been an oriole singing around our house. And do you know what an oriole sounds like? I could show you one here if you just stick with me. Let me see. Find out here. Orioles. Let me see if I can find it. The phone line is freed up. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, the number for Big Boy is at 4014.
4014, yes. Boy, I didn't think I'd get. Good, all right. Now, what is your name?
Brenda Griffith.
Okay, Brenda. Hey, you're really doing good work today. Wow.
You're learning a lot on the internet.
Yes, 4014, yes, Big Boy. Okay, Brenda, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, Brenda Griffith. Yes, okay. All right. Very good. 4014. Remember that. 4014. Okay. Another caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, sir. The plant in your yard, is that plantain?
Yes, plantain. Right, yes. Same as that banana.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me put your name in for a drawing here. Could I have
Nancy.
Your...
Nancy
is it?
Redmond.
Nancy Redmond?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy, okay, I'm writing that down as fast as I can here, and that will go in for our drawing come Friday afternoon, so you'll be listening.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Nancy. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Nancy Redmond. All right. Whoops. Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right, now, how are you doing out there yourself? Yeah, that's pretty good. Here we go. The line is clear. Good afternoon. Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, I was on the phone for about over half an hour. I kept yelling, but you never...
Well, yeah.
My son got on and sent an email to Scott.
Oh.
because I could hear you talk. You did all the commercials, and I was on right before the commercials.
Wow.
You were talking about that PVC or something, but you couldn't hear me, and I kept saying, Charlie, Charlie.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well,
except
that's...
That,
yeah.
Because I knew if I hung up, your line would still be open. People couldn't get through.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to tell you that I could hear you talk and do all the stuff, but you couldn't hear me, I guess. So.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's been quite a day.
Yeah, I wanted to answer the one about the trees that blossom.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Is one of them the dogwood?
Yes, dogwood's one.
And the magnolia?
Yeah, magnolia, yes. Oh, they're beautiful right now. They won't last much longer.
And the cherry blossom trees.
Yes, yes.
And stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. Boy, do I have your name in for the drawing?
Yeah, you have it. Okay. It's Judy Summers.
Yeah, Judy, okay. Well, good luck. Yeah. Hey, thanks for your answers. Yeah, Plantain, that's an ugly banana.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay,
but,
yes. I've eaten one, but they taste like more like a potato than a banana.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're used in Mexico and Latin American countries.
Now, did you get the thing about the electrical?
No, not yet.
It wasn't like a circuit, a conductor thing, was it?
No, it's a common electrical device that reduces voltage. You come in one side with high voltage and come out the other side with low.
Okay, I've got my magazine from the electric company. I'll glance right quick and maybe give you a call back.
Okay, it'd be in there. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, yes. Well, I like those getting calls now. What beer was made in Cincinnati? What the initials? Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, unit on the poles, a transformer?
Yes, a transformer. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, let me put you in for the drawing.
That's okay. Oh. I can't go up there. So.
Okay. All right. Very
that's
good.
A lot anyway.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. In ham radio, I used to have a transformer in my transmitter that took 110 volts and pushed it up to, I had around 1,000 volts. And I got across it once, and it blew me clear across a room up against the wall. I'll never forget that. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, that IPA, is that India Pale Ale?
Yes. How on earth did you were able to Google that, huh? Is this Brenda?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Brenda.
Bye.
Okay, bye. India Pale Ale. Yes, that's the right. Okay, now, I still need the where Studebakers were made. They were made in Indiana, but what was the town? And I need to know the name of the beer that was brewed in Cincinnati, the beer from Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Hey, I got 4014, the big boy. Yeah, steam locomotive. Boy, oh boy. Oh, yeah, now there's quite a bit of mention, too, of another locomotive, number 611. Now, it was in Marion a couple of times, number 611, Streamliner. It stopped here once to, I think, put some people aboard on a tour. Okay, we're going to pause now for a little break. We'll be right back. Stay where you are. Don't move.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and the time is 11:46. We've got about 13 minutes to go in this program this morning. Then we'll be back tomorrow. Okay, I still need the name of the beer made in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. The beer that used to be made in Cincinnati. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Okay, was a Studebaker made in South Bend, Indiana?
Yes, it was made in South Bend, Indiana. You're right. Yes.
Oh, okay. I remember those old cars.
Yeah, right, right. Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Studebaker also made wood-wheeled wagons first before they made automobiles. And you can, in museums, I suppose that's about the only place you'll ever find one, Studebaker wagons. They also made small wagons for kids of the same style and structure as the big Studebaker horse-pulled wagons. And that was their beginning. Their end was the... Oh, and there's one in Marion. A Studebaker. They used to be sold up on North Main Street, remember? And there is one in town yet. A kind of a classic Studebaker. Beautiful color. I think it was gold color. Yeah. But Studebakers are no more. I wonder what they're doing in South Bend, Indiana now for fun. Okay. Like I said, too, I was in Willard yesterday. Willard, I think everybody is employed because everybody has their yards mowed, flowers. Everything looked like just, you know, was almost... antiseptically beautiful, but they have the big company. What's the name of it that makes different breads? And it's a huge plant there. They also have an MTD assembly plant and a bookmaking plant and several others. But it's a town with plenty of jobs, and apparently everybody that needs to be employed are employed, and such neat homes and neat yards and everything. It really struck me yesterday how, you know, you drive up and down the streets and everything looks good. Amazing. 11:49 is the time. 740-383-9944. Okay, Studebakers are made in South Bend, Indiana. That's where my uncle and my cousin worked, as a father-son team building Studebakers a long time ago. Now, I still have not received the answer to that beer made in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, or the one that used it. And it's still being made by the... Oh, here we go.
Hear me.
Yes, caller, go ahead.
You can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you now.
I called in and I heard you.
Yes.
But you didn't hear me.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, something's goofy going on there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call in and say you were kind of bewildered by that. What was the first movie shown in the White House?
Oh, was I?
Yeah, I texted you that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, really?
No.
I was just giving you...
Oh, no, wait a minute. Was that the Woodrow Wilson or... No.
Well, it came before that.
Yeah.
The question was, what was the first movie shown in the White House, and then who was the president that saw that movie, and that was Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
And, well, I'll text it to you or email it to you. I think it'd be a good one for later on.
Yes.
So,
very
good.
Let me
get out of here and let people call in.
Okay. Very Bye. Good. All right. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of been a weird day, hasn't it? But I got most things answered. Yeah, only two outstanding unanswered questions. Yeah. Now, today when I go home, after I plant my flowers and do my watering, I'm going to have to sit down and come up with some more questions for tomorrow. Okay, but still, I guess all of you are too young to remember the broadcast of the Cincinnati Reds baseball, sponsored by a beer made in Cincinnati, and it began with the letter B. The letter B was the first letter of that beer. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, your phones are really messed up. I've tried to call for about a half hour, and it just rang busy.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah. And Utipol.
Utipol isn't the one, but was that made in Cincinnati?
Yeah, and that was their, the beer in the 70s, that was what it was. This is before that.
Oh, yeah, this I remember, back, I was an engineer at the time. It would have been in the 60s and 70s. Yeah.
Utipol had that, didn't that Utipol have the dancing lady on it?
Oh, I can't remember. No. But, anyhow, for your information, let me put your name in for the drawing.
Okay, Randy Hensel.
Yeah, okay, Randy. Yeah,
good. But, your phone's been messed up for quite a while.
Wow, okay. Good. I was thinking, I thought maybe everyone passed away or fell asleep.
Nope. Okay. The phone system let us down.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
All righty.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, 11:52 is the time. Okay. Yeah. It start with the letter B. Okay. Here we go. Okay, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, was it Burger Beer?
Burger Beer brings you the Cincinnati Reds. And Wade Hoyt.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, I got your name here.
All right. Got me in.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Burger Beer. Oh, my land. That was Burger. Oh. You see, I had to listen to that every Saturday that we broadcast the Cincinnati Reds. I don't think they're broadcast anymore in this area, are they? But that it was the Cincinnati Reds on AM and the Cleveland Indians on FM, and I had to do both. I had to play commercials for both of them. Now, you can only imagine when, my land. I was kept busy. Maybe I should be kept more busy now. Okay, let me cross off Burger Beer, Cincinnati. Okay, now I still need to know the name of the beer made in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Pottsville. That's in the coal mining country in eastern Pennsylvania. Yeah, I don't have a map, so I don't know offhand. But I once, my whole family, we went to Pottsville, Pennsylvania on a commuter train because my love of railroading often got me curious to see what people in the big cities do. You know, they get on those commuter trains. And okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there? No, our caller's not there. it still says incoming call. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that Mount Carmel Beer in Pennsylvania?
No, it wasn't Mount Carmel Beer. No. No?
Mount Corbin?
No. You keep
okay.
Keep looking. Okay. All right. Yeah. It was any. And so, I've told this story before. I went up to the station there in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and I told the clerk, I said, now, I'd like a ticket to as far as this commuter train goes and a round trip. And she looked at me like I was goofy, which I probably was. And she said, you must be one of the last of the big-time spenders. So I bought the tickets, the round-trip tickets. And where did it go? Pottsville, Pennsylvania. But I got my ride on a commuter train. I got to see what thousands of people every day still experience riding commuter trains. Too bad we don't have something like that around here to lessen the traffic on our highways. Now, they've got plenty of traffic out east yet, but I can only imagine how much traffic they would have if they dropped commuter trains that bring thousands and thousands of people into work every day to Philadelphia, Boston, New York, you name it. Wow. It's a whole different life. If you've never been on vacation in the eastern part of the country, you might try it sometime. Yes, the highways are busy, but it's interesting to see how other people live. A little faster-paced life, perhaps, than out here. I mean, because every day they've got to ride that commuter. And, of course, look here. There was a big accident today down at Waldo on Route 95. I think it was 95 and 23, that area there. They had closed down Route 23 for a long period of time this morning, just when everybody was going to work in Columbus. And you won't get details of that accident probably until tomorrow sometime, unless Scott gets it on later today. But apparently it was a very serious accident, and they had to detour traffic to Route 98, and oh, that was a mess. Route 98 and all those people going to work in Columbus or coming up from Columbus and Marysville and all around. Oh, boy, what a time. But that was this morning. Okay, and going back to that, Pottsville, Pennsylvania, and they've had to increase their production because of demand, and you'll see, it's, well, I'll just give you the answer. It's Yuengling, Yuengling, and it's pronounced Yuengling, Yuengling beer made in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. And they do give tours. So if you're on vacation in that part of Pennsylvania, you can always go there and get a tour. Okay, what else? I think I've got them all answered here. Yeah. Boy, it took a while. Old Dutch beer out of Findlay, Ohio. I guess I need to come up with more recent questions. Oh, boy. All right, 11:58 is the time. And how are you doing today? Oh, boy, the sun is shining brightly. That's good to see. Nothing better than sunshine, blue skies, warming temperatures, and I'm sure it is warming up out there. Wow, what a day to mow your yard, to plant flowers, and just be outside and watch the birds. And you know, an interesting thing, on your smartphone, you can bring up an app of bird sounds, and I've got one on my, and I was trying to attract a Baltimore Oriole, because there is one in our neighborhood, and I kept playing the sound, but it didn't do any good. He ignored me. I've had birds, though, that I played by tape recorders. I played their sounds and had them come right up to me. Well, anyhow, it's another day and another $5. Oh, how you doing? We'll be back tomorrow about the same time, and I bet the phones will be working perfect tomorrow. So stay tuned. We have news coming up next. And like I say, one of the big highlights of this morning's traffic was the tie-up of Route 23. Oh, my goodness. The southbound 23 people had to go over to Route 95, and there are, you know, dozens, if not hundreds or thousands of cars coming down. Oh, my land. I can only imagine it was a terrible mess this morning down in the Waldo area. Oh, okay. Hey, we've got to run. Have a nice day. Take good care of yourself. Enjoy the sunshine, and I'll see you tomorrow at the same time. Toodaloo.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas. Chucky, what is that fat kid's name? Let me tell you something. I have stories that someday you'll call me, and I'll tell you the things that happened with Sullivan and I on the air.
Oh, really?
I did a routine about a coal miner disaster. And at the same time I did it, there was a coal mine disaster in Nova Scotia. He claimed that I did it just to have that routine. I take a note on my mother.
Oh,